You know, that's just like one night, one day, we took off from Dusseldorf, Germany, down to, somewhere in Spain. I forget where we were going. It's been so many 40 years ago since I did this. We're flying along there, 37,000 feet. Everything's going good. I'm looking at all the gauges and everything all over the airplane. Everything's going good. And all of a sudden, a red light came on the forward panel. Fire bottle fired. I looked up at the pressure gauges overhead for the pressure in those bottles, and on that right number three engine, they were both zero. I thought the fire bottle really fired. Nobody pulled a pin. I thought, why did those bottles fire? There's got to be a reason that those fire bottles fired into that engine to put out a fire, and there ain't no fire out there. I look out there, no smoke coming out. That's a good sign. You know, that's the first, when you're 37,000 feet flying 550 miles an hour, that's the last thing you want to see is a smoke trail coming out of an engine. So, nothing was wrong. So we flew along and we monitored everything. All the pressure gauges and engine gauges and everything was working perfect. Not a problem. So we thought, well, we just go on down to Spain, Malaga, Spain. That's where we was on the way to, Malaga, Spain. And all of a sudden, they cleared us. We're about 100 miles out, and they cleared us for a descent. So we reached up and pulled all four engines back to idle to start a descent. The minute we got anywhere close to idle, all four turbo compressors stalled, rumbled. Whoa, praise the Lord. Pushed up two inboard engines, reached over and grabbed the manual valve for the pressurization and locked it in place so we don't get an explosive decompression. Now, if you don't know where those levers are, don't know what to do, you're in big trouble. If you ain't been trained, if you're in that cockpit with me and you ain't had no training, I don't want to be up there with you with all them gauges and levers and buttons. You see where I'm coming from? You better be glad if you're back in the back, I'm up in the front too, right? You don't want to be up there if you don't know what you're doing. Amen. Just like God's Word. If you ain't trained in God's Word, you're in big trouble when something goes wrong. But I automatically knew something was wrong. So when I pushed them engines up, I knew I had a low-pressure pneumatics manifold problem. So on descent, I thought, you know, since it happened in the right wing, we must have had a low-pressure pneumatics manifold seal blow out right there by the number three engine. And if the seal blowed out, then that hot air is blowing in that engine nacelle. And it brought the temperature up to the proper place that it would blow the disc out of those bottles. And those bottles would blow. And, of course, we just lose the fire extinguishing agent there, which would cause all these other things to happen. And this is what would happen when we pull the engine back to idle. It's not enough pressure from all engines now to keep the turbo compressors. There's four of them running at 100,000 RPMs plus to keep the pressurization in the airplane. And it wasn't doing it. And I thought, oh. So we pushed those engines up, kept them up, kept the pressurization up, kept everything going. We got on the ground. As soon as we got on the ground, I called them as we're taxiing in. I said, have somebody meet us with a low-pressure pneumatic start cart and plug it in and see if we got a leak in the low-pressure pneumatic manifold. The captain says, how do you know so much about this airplane? I said, I study this airplane. And so they plugged it in. The guy called me. He said, yep, on your right side over here, right by number three engine, you got a seal blown completely out on the low-pressure pneumatics manifold. I said, I thought so. I said, put one in. He said, guarantee you can't fly without it. You got to have it. I said, okay, put it in. So they put it in the next few hours. Now, what if I'd have been sitting in that airplane and I had not been trained? You'd have had a bad trip on the way down. You wouldn't have enjoyed it. As the pressurization's going crazy, the rumbling of the TCs, and the pressurization of the airplane going up and down, your ears are booming and all this stuff, you would have not enjoyed that trip. It wouldn't have cost you your life or anything, but it would have been hard on your ears. But because the men in that cockpit were trained, they knew what to do because we had read the book. So it saved a lot of people from a lot of discomfort. Well, now, technically speaking, all the men that are flying in them airplanes are supposed to be trained like I was. And most of them are. They're well-trained guys. Them guys up in that cockpit, they go to school regularly to learn these things for your protection And aren't we glad when you fly in one of those things? But here, about this time, Hezekiah became deathly ill. All this problem we're having here, why? Why would Hezekiah be going to the temple and praying and asking God for things, and God is obviously hearing, and he's answering, and the prophet Isaiah is giving him the answers, and everything's going great. Now, all of a sudden, he's deathly ill. Oh, I know, it's just one of those coincidences, just his time, right? I don't think so. I think there's a flaw here that we need to dig out, because when you see this, you may see why you're sick, or you may see why other people are sick. About that time, Hezekiah became deathly ill, and the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to visit him. He gave the king this message. This is what the Lord says. Set your affairs in order, for you're going to die. How would you like for a prophet to come and give you this? I mean, but God, I'm just praying and talking to you, Lord, and you said that Jerusalem would not be under this siege, and that you would wipe out this king for me, so I can be king here, Lord. There's got to be a problem here, isn't there? Wonder what that problem is. Obviously, something happened, because a few minutes ago, we were reading about where God was answering all of his prayers and sending the prophet and telling him what to do, and he would be the winner. And now then, all of a sudden, when that all takes place, God ain't happy. If God comes and says, today's your day, you're going to die. Obviously, he's not happy with you. You ever stop to think about that? Yeah, I realize everybody's going to die. And that's what we all say. But I mean, if he had been 90 years old, I wouldn't have any problem with this. But since he's a young man, hey, this spurred me to think, what did he do wrong? Since, did you ever read in the Word where God says, I will satisfy my children with a long, healthy life? Amen. You ever heard that? I like that, don't you? I'm not talking about dying at 40. You know, are you, Jack? No, I don't want to die at 40. So there's got to be a problem here. So I want to see if I can find this problem. It says, this is what the Lord says. Set your affairs in order, for you are going to die. You will not recover from this illness. I don't want God to assign a death certificate to me when I'm a young man. But he has this guy. When Hezekiah heard this, he turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Hey, that sounds like a good time to pray. Very good time to pray and seek God. At least Hezekiah, he's trying to do his best. Verse 3 and 4. Remember, O Lord, how I have always tried to be faithful to you. You notice he says, how I have always tried to be faithful to you. How many people do you know in church that would say, God, I've tried. I went to church, I tithed, I did everything you told me to do. No, you didn't do everything. You thought you did, but you didn't do everything. I've tried to be faithful to you and do what is pleasing in your sight. Now, that's the number one thing. You better do what's pleasing in his sight. Because if you don't, there's going to be consequences. Then he broke down and wept bitterly because he'd just been given the death sentence. Get your house in order, you're going to die. And he's a young man. But before Isaiah had left the middle courtyard, Isaiah came in and gave him the message and he left. The prophets, they just come in and do their thing and they're gone. You know, but before Isaiah had left the middle courtyard, in other words, as he's leaving where he talked to, as evidently when he walked in and said, get your house in order, you're going to die. He turned and walked out. Well, since he did, evidently Hezekiah hit the floor, right? I think that would be a good thing to do, don't you? Hit the floor. Lord, what is going on here? Well, do you know there's a lot of us in the church today get sick and afflicted or have friends that are sick and afflicted and we never hit the floor and say, God, what's wrong? What did I do wrong? Lord, is there something I did wrong? Lord, if there is, I repent. What do? When somebody comes in and say, you got a problem? They say, call a doctor. Take me down to the hospital. Never think about, God, why am I sick and afflicted at 40 years old? It's just one of those things. This message came to him from the Lord. Okay, let's see what 5 and 6 says. Go back to Hezekiah, the leader of my people. Tell him, this is what the Lord, the God of your ancestor David, says. I have heard your prayers and I've seen your tears. I will heal you. And 3 days from now, you will get out of bed and go to the temple of the Lord. Now then, even back here, God does instantaneous healings and he does them over a period of time, doesn't he? Yeah. Now, why didn't God just instantly heal him right there? Just bam. It wasn't his will. He did say he'd heal him, but how long did he say it's going to take?
3 days.
3 days. You're going to be sick for 3 days. In other words, sometimes God leaves you sick for a few days to let you remember what it's like to be sick. You knew that? And sometimes he's merciful and heals you instantly like he did Jack sitting back there. Well, I take that back. Jack didn't get healed instantly. We prayed, he repented, and before he got to the car, he was healed. And he's been healed ever since, and he learns he likes being healed. You know, you don't like pain, do you, Jack?
No, sir.
No, sir. I mean, you'd already learned your lesson well, and God knew that, and you'd suffered for quite a while, several months. And so when you came and repented, the king said, okay, I'll heal the boy, and I'll do it for him right quick. And so he did it before he got to the car. That way, he knew beyond a shadow of a doubt it was God dealing with him. You know, a couple weeks later, he come back to my church. He didn't come back for a couple weeks after he got healed. But a couple weeks later, he come back and walked in and said, you know, Pastor, what you do works. This really works. I thought, well, hey, this is God. God does really work, doesn't he? He really does work. Yes, he really does work. And he is a mighty God. Then he says there, I will heal you, and 3 days from now you will get out of bed and go to the temple of the Lord. I will add 15 years to your life. Only 15 years. He still ain't going to be an old man. God's not going to give him that old, long life. There's something he's done that God doesn't really like. That's amazing. I will add 15 years to your life, and I will rescue you and this city from the king of Assyria. And I will do this to defend my honor and for the sake of my servant David. Isn't that amazing? He's going to give him 15 years. But 15 years, he still ain't going to be old. Okay, verse 7 and 8. Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah's servants, make an ointment from figs and spread it over the boil.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.